to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
And just like that, it's Wednesday again, which means it is Talking Flickster Day. I'm here, JT, and it's Mr. Lee's around here somewhere. Hold on, where is he? Mr. Lee. Oh, there he is. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello. How are you, JT?
I'm great.
How could you miss me sitting opposite you?
Well, you're ducking down behind the desk there somewhere. I don't know what you were doing. And it's always concerning when you're under the desk.
I left my water bottle on the floor, so I had to pick it up and put it on the table.
Is that the excuse to see my feet? Well, that's good to know, Mr. Lee. I'm on to you. Don't give me that look. You love it. Okay, well, Mr. Lee, now... it's great to be back again to review another movie this week. It is Thunderbolts. And this is actually one of the movies you've been to see. You've been doing very well, I've got to say, the last few weeks. You've been very active on the movie front, going to see some of these new releases.
I was really looking forward to this one. And, like, I'm not a huge Marvel fan, but this one really, it's probably more curiosity because the trailer looks so much like the Guardians and like those sort of, you know, Misfits type having fun. So I can't wait to unpack it with our Talking Flickster. So should we take a listen to the trailer?
Suppose so. Let's do it.
Letting up means a hero. There is no higher calling. Your sister understood something about that.
I should have come back for you.
No. That's just a fairy tale.
I was in high school when the Avengers came. Kind of strange that it's all over now. No one's coming to save the day.
I think we are. We can be the ones that are coming.
Buck, you have the wrong people. We have all done bad things.
Look, I've been where you are. The past doesn't go away. So you can either live with it forever. Or you can do something about it.
I am the void. Look what you unleashed. You can't outrun the emptiness.
We can't do this. Here is a hero.
We all have things that we regret.
But I have so many.
Lena, when I look at you, I don't see your mistakes. That's why we need each other.
We can't stop him alone. No one can, but we can find a way together.
How good does that sound? That sounds so good. And we like to welcome back our Talking Flickster, Byron. Welcome back.
Hey, gentlemen.
How are you, mate?
Oh, fantastic. I've just returned from a secret mission and to do this review, so... unspill all the review of this movie, Thunderbolts.
What a movie to come back and review. And thank you for making the time for us. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't, Byron. So,
thank you.
And look, if you want a prime example of that, Mr. Lee is one of those people. But this question.
Well, you know, it is lunchtime and it is, you know, 12 o'clock.
I get it.
And I'm quite hungry and I do have to eat. You know that. I don't want to fade away.
You get hangry very easily. I do get it.
I do.
And she'll point out too, Byron, you have joined us for episode 99.
Oh, I feel very honoured. Thank you for the privilege.
Welcome.
I'll do my acceptance speech later on, if you like, when the crowd gets bigger.
It's a shame that you weren't here in episode 100 because we're doing cake. So you do miss out on that cake. And a big feast.
Yeah.
But that's okay because... we have nothing to give you. But we can talk about this movie.
But I will tell you that JT picked the cake up from Woolies on the way to our podcast today. And it's just a chocolate bud cake. So it's nice. I can't wait to eat it. But yeah, it's nothing.
See, Byron, he's so unappreciative. $5
special.
Right?
Was it $5?
$5.50, I'll have you know. And that was one of the discount tray. Which is where I usually get all the cakes from. You haven't got sick yet, Look, Mr. Lee, so...
I haven't. That's true. That sponge cake you did was good.
It was great.
The mud cake with the talking flicks, little sort of fondant was really nice, I think, from what I've heard.
Oh, yes. So that fridge will sit... That cake will sit in the fridge for the next couple of days, Friday will be the big 100, so we're looking forward to a massive show on Friday. But you know what? That's Friday. Let's forget about that. It's Wednesday. Let's talk about... Thunderbolts, which you went to see. What were your thoughts, my friend? How's this movie looking, and did you enjoy it?
Yeah, well, Thunderbolts. So we're up to number 36 in the Marvel film, archive. And Thunderbolts brings back a lot of the previous characters that appeared on film and in the TV series of from Marvel, and puts together a real fun movie experience with a couple of twists which you don't see coming, and the banter between the characters is probably the one of the funnest parts of the film, really. It's a really good script, and the interplay between the characters is great, and I really enjoyed it, definitely worth checking out.
Everything you said, I thought for a Marvel film, and as I said before, I'm not a huge fan of Marvel movies because I'm not into that type of movie, but I really like this movie. And the banter between the characters was so good, and it was believable. David Harbour, what can you say? Florence Pugh, what can you say? Like, those two were great. Tell me, what character really grabbed you, but Byron, which one did you really enjoy?
Yeah, look, they're a great ensemble. I think, as you said, David Harbour. Of course, David Harbour is probably most well-known for his role in Stranger Things as the sheriff. And, of course, he's appeared in Revolutionary Road, and he's been in Bond films in the past. And he's also played Hellboy at one point. He plays the Red Guardian in the film. And he's appeared before in the Black Widow movie as well as the same character. But he's sort of the heart and the humour in the movie, and I think he's got some of the best lines of dialogue that, which really shows his improv skills. And he comes from a stage background originally, so I think he's used to working with ensemble, and it really shows in the film that he can have a lot of fun with his character, which is pretty zany for a superhero. He's very patriotic to his Russian roots, and some great jokes as well. So lots of heart, which is surprising, really. Yeah.
I was actually quite surprised with Sebastian Stan, who plays Bucky, of course. I thought he played a really good part. I remember him in Captain America and all that, and I was like, the one that really I enjoyed the most was Bob, which is played by Lewis Pullman. And I thought he played the part so well because he was so mysterious and not knowing anything and where he came from and all that. And for him, I actually thought he was probably one of my favourites, other than David and Florence, of course. He did a great job.
Yeah, and Bob, a bit of trivia for you. He's also in Top Gun Maverick, and he plays Bob in Maverick. So he gets to play Bob twice, which is pretty funny.
Bob.
That's two guys of being a Bob. He's great. And he brings in another character into the story. As we probably know, there's been a bit of a change up today, or yesterday actually, in the wording of the films too. So I don't know, should we discuss that, Grant and JT?
Yes, we should discuss it.
I think we should, it's out there. And as you said, it was released yesterday.
So the new Avengers, as we call them now. They've done a very tricky marketing thing and changed the name in all the marketing online as well. So they're no longer the Thunderbolts. They're now the new Avengers.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It is. But because you know how we were talking last week, JT, on Friday, saying the asterisks at the after Thunderbolts and we're wondering what all that was. Well, you actually get told in the movie. And that was such a great thing when you get, you find this out. And for them, for Marvel to actually release it yesterday, Tuesday, and say, oh my, you know, this is what it is now. It's called now the Avengers. It's like, oh, that's kind of wrecked it now for everybody.
So we won't see a Thunderbolts 2, essentially, is what's happening now because it's all merged.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
No, they'll be, unless they get stripped of the name, but no, the new Avengers is their new mantle. So,
which is now going to be phase 6 because this was the last movie in phase 5. And so the Avengers is going to be phase 6 of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, that's right. And bring in some new characters from the comics for those that are up on their film trailers and know what's coming next. So there's a lot more to come. I think we're sort of now getting into a new level in the movies again. And I think the excitement of what they can do next with characters that have been whispered for a long time are going to start appearing, and other characters that have appeared in films like Deadpool might rear their head again, maybe. Mm. We'll see what happens next, in the next phase. Mm. But, look, Thunderbolts is definitely a fun time, and it's actually got a lot of drama in it too, which I didn't expect. And it's really it's interesting to see how they weave that part of the narrative into the story, which... there's more to it than you think, so definitely worth checking out on the big screen, of course.
So for somebody who hasn't seen all the MCU shows or films, how accessible is the movie? Is it something to get across pretty quickly?
Yeah, I think if you look at it as an ensemble piece where each of these characters has their moment, and look at it from that, like a heist movie almost, look at it like a superhero version of Ocean's 11. Where they've got to get this mission done and come together. I think you'll still enjoy it, and you don't really need to know all the inside sort of history. You can then go back and watch the movies where they appeared or the TV shows if you really want to. But it does hold its ground in its own solo movie as a Thunderbolts movie. Yeah.
And that was me. I actually hadn't watched many Marvel films at all. So for someone who hasn't, I really enjoyed the movie, which is really good. So, JT, you probably would enjoy it.
JT, I could go on for like an hour and explain it all to you.
No, you've sold it to me, gents. You've sold it to me.
Okay.
You don't look very excited at all, JT.
Look, you're either a Marvel person or you're not, I think. But you know what? It is an incredible franchise for what they have achieved, and they're not done. They're far from done. It's great. It's very scary to think in years to come how many more films they're going to drop. And Marvel fans always look forward to another Marvel movie coming out. So, and we've got more coming out this year, don't we? There's more in the on the horizon. Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, there was a big trailer reveal a few weeks back where they showed a lot of chairs lined up as they were about to film the next movie, and lots of names on the back of those chairs. You can look it online, and you just look at this list of characters, and you're going, wow, this is going to be a massive movie coming up. But there's one before that, which will be out just in time for summer in America and our winter here. Which involves a certain famous hero family, which looks really great and looks like lots of fun as well. So I don't think Marvel's done yet. I think they've got a few more surprises on their sleeves. Yeah. Yeah. And you got to think a lot of people have grown up with these movies. Yeah, like there are a lot of kids that have grown up. Their whole life is Marvel now when they've been little. So I think Iron Man was the first film, and now we're up to Thunderbolts. So,
they've got all the action heroes and things like that, all the posters, and that's a real hardcore Marvel fan. Let's talk action. And looking at some of these scenes, was there a particular fight scene or a sequence in the film that, excuse the pun, just blew you away?
Yeah, there's a bit of a compound scene where they have to vacate a certain space, and you really see each of the characters' abilities put to use really in a smart way. And it also happens later on in a car sort of moment, car chase moment, without saying too much. But it's just great to see, okay, you have all these characters, what do they do? Like, why are they so special? And why were they brought together for these missions by this secret organization? And, you know, how can they be utilized as a group but still be friends at the end of the day, if they're going to be friends, you know? So it's like working with your colleagues at work. You've got to do it to get through the end of the day, whether you like them or not. And you've got to see how they use these abilities to get through these problems, which is probably the fun part of the film too, apart from the banter, is how they work together and solve the missions, you know, is always fun. Yeah.
Which is really good. And when you talk about that car scene, I know exactly, because that was one of my favourite parts, was that car scene. And the banter and all that was happening was so much, it was well worth that little scene. Yes. I don't know how much it would have cost to do that scene, but it was a good scene, that whole...
And I think the use of the camera work in that scene, particularly how it moves through the vehicles and around the vehicles and what's happening behind the vehicles... It actually, the storyboarding of that whole sequence was really good. And I put a big smile on my face when I was watching it, because I was enjoying it so much. I'm easy to please.
And I actually felt the time went quick, but I felt the time went really quick as well. Like, there was no boring parts.
Yeah.
It was all very action, and, you know, even some of the lesser scenes that, you know, just with father and daughter, you know, you go, oh, yeah, this is not bad. Like, you know, they were communicating and all that sort of thing. So I thought, tell me, in saying that, did you think there was any characters that you felt that were underused or deserved more screen time?
There's one particular character who appeared in a previous Marvel film. Am I allowed to mention the name of the character?
What it was?
There is. Taskmaster, which is a great comic character. She can adapt to any fighting style, and she learns as she goes. I think she was a little bit underused, because I love her abilities that they can be... added to, and she can adapt to any situation, and for some reason they got rid of her pretty quickly, which was a bit sad, but anyway, a bit underused, I thought, in the film. But everyone else has lots of screen time, and it's a delicate balance when you've got such a big cast as well, so they all have their moments.
For anyone who hasn't seen Thunderbolts yet, would you recommend it to everyone? And what kind of viewer do you think would enjoy it the most? I'm guessing, obviously, as we said, a real Marvel fan, someone who loves their action, superheroes and things like that.
Look, I think it's a great popcorn movie. You've got your action, you've got your comedy, your banter, you've got your visuals, and in the, I suppose, the lead up to the finale, there's enough narrative twists and turns to keep the interested viewers watching, and you sort of want to know what happens next as you get towards the finale, and it delivers on all those factors, I think. And I think Marvel has done the right thing by releasing it the way it has, and bringing all these characters together. It's a fun time.
Yeah, cool. So for that person who, you know, is umming and ahhing if they should go and see it, what three words would you use to say, see the movie?
Okay, I could say like three words. I'd probably say believe in yourself. Because when you're a superhero, you need to believe. Believe in what you're doing. So I think, it's about following through and deciding that the mission's worth it, you know. I think, and as a person going to the movies, it is worth it, and that should be their mission, to go to the movie to watch it. So, to the cinemas, and enjoy it too, and have fun. So I think it's definitely setting up another big reveal in future Marvel films. So they'll definitely want to stay for after the credits. Grant, am I right with that?
Yeah, so, which is you would stay. My three words for this movie is go see it now.
Yeah,
that's four words.
Go see it now. Yeah, there you go.
Is that the asterisk?
Yeah, get your calculator. Yeah, I should have. No, because you got it. And for someone who doesn't like, you know, a big fan of Marvel, I don't dislike it, but it's just I'm not a big fan. I really enjoyed it. It was something so good.
And I think the big thing with cinema these days too is getting people into the cinemas. And has to be a reason for you to go to the cinema to have a good experience. And I think one thing that Thunderbolts does, it delivers on what it promises, which is great in cinema going trips. Definitely big screen, I think. I'd say JT and Mr. Lee, I think, definitely big screen for this one.
Yeah, well, what a fantastic movie. Now comes the important time, Byron.
Okay. All right.
You know this from last time. We have five Choc Tops, one being not so great, five being amazing. How many Choc Tops does Thunderbolts get from you, my friend?
I'm going to give it a 3.5 for this one.
Oh, 3.5? That's good, That's great. I think that's a nice little score. It's a pass mark. That's good.
Yes. Definitely pass.
Definitely a salted caramel Choc Top for 3.5, I think.
Ooh, salted caramel.
That is
awesome. Well, what a great movie. Make sure you go and check it out this weekend, Thunderbolts. Now, next week, Byron, the movie that we are doing, this is a great one. This is a JT movie, and I will be going to see this one. It's called Clown in the Cornfield. Love a good horror film. This is horror film number 3063 for the year. We're not short of any horror films. Now, do you have a question for next week's Flickster, which is, Mr. Lee, I think it's Flick next week, isn't it?
Felicity.
Yeah.
All right. So Felicity, being a clown horror film, my question would be, if you're going to watch a movie with a movie clown in a cinema, which clown would you sit in a cinema in the dark with from any movie? It can be a horror film, it can be a comedy, but... what clown would you sit in a cinema with?
That's got
and
me
get
thinking.
Through the movie.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that now.
I've got someone. Yeah. I know someone.
Oh,
I wouldn't sit with JT. He's a clown. He's a clown.
That is so shit. I knew you'd do something like this. Just excuse him, Byron. You know what? Because of that, I'm going to play our goodbye music. I'm done. mate, thank you so much for coming on the podcast this week. Great to have you back. We'll get you back on again soon, mate.
Absolutely. Loved it. Thanks, lads.
Thank you very much, Byron.
Thank you.
Well, I was going to say thank you to Mr. Lee, but I'm not now. You got anything to say? Do you want to apologise before we go? Or... well, you know what, Mr. Lee?
I know you.
Hold on.
Chewbacca.
That'll do. You got to get that in there. So, Mr. Lee, well, you know what? I'll think about coming back Friday. It's our 100th. Don't wreck it, please.
It is 100th. I'll be on my best behaviour, okay?
We'll see. I believe you. But Friday...
if you're bringing the cake, I will be good.
Oh, cake. My nan's done some baking for us too. So... Yes. Oh, she's been slaving over that hot oven with some lemon shortbread biscuits for you, Mr. Lee.
Nice. I like that. That's my favourite.
Yeah, so...
nice and sweet.
Someone else is happening on Friday's show. We've got a little bit, just to unpack it. Do you want to grab the run sheet for Friday? What's happening? You're so unorganised.
Well, I haven't finished it yet because I just... I've still got 2 days. We're going to talk about Shadow Force, which is a new action thriller, and of course, the horror Clown in a Cornfield.
Oh, yes.
And also, the 40th anniversary, can you believe, of Mick Dundee.
Oh, yes, Crocodile Dundee, great.
We've got the encore cut of Crocodile Dundee, so Mick on the big screen yet again.
Looking forward to it. We're going to look at some of our best and, more worst bits of our last 100 episodes. There's about 3 hours of it, so make sure you strap yourself in for that. They're not good bits. And also, Mr. Lee, being Mother's Day this coming weekend as well, a special guest will be appearing on Talking Flicks on Friday. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I wonder who. Oh,
we'll have to find out on Friday. Ooh. Catch at midday.
Be definitely there. Bye.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au, or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.